or your before you smoked your meat, did you do anything to them?
Oh, you had to let them lay out, let the blood drain out.
Mm-hmm.
Get froze all the way through. So you kill hogs when it's real cold.
Right.
Then you had to let that meat, the rubber would freeze them. We didn't have nothing freeze them like a locker or nothing like that then. Laid them out at night where the dogs or anything like that couldn't get them, let them freeze through and through. Then after all the heat got out of the meat, then you, when you hung them up.
You didn't put any...
You know, it's a lot of them put syrup and sugar, according to where you want it sweet. Most of them, we sold it out and down.
Did you put anything besides salt on them?
Oh, yeah. In other words, of what you did with your middlings and all such as that, you put them in a big box, and you just put a layer of salt in the middling, a layer of salt in another middling, all the way plumb on up to the top.
Did you put any cayenne on it or any other?
Oh, no.
Did you put anything that was black on it?
Well, not unless you wound up. Some folks put soot.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
What was the purpose of that?
Keep flies and things like that, trying to blow it. You've heard tell of blowing.
Yes.
Such as that was to help prevent flies from blowing your meat and then spoil.
Did you ever put any type of pepper on them?
Well, a lot of times they'd make up a base, like syrup, pepper, sugar, and different things. That's according to how you want your meat flavored.
It was always smoked with hickory smoke.
Yeah, well, yeah. Cure it out.
Yeah.
That way, that was the best to keep like that. And after it's once cured, fly or anything couldn't blow it. See, they blow it while it was what you call green, before all the body heat got out of it. Hams and shoulders, and so forth.
I see. Did you ever find that the longer you kept the ham, the better it tastes?
Oh, sure. Sometimes we'd have our hams run over a couple of years.
That's really good.
And you take back in, you could eat raw, lean meat. I've eaten many pieces of raw lean meat, you know, just cut it off, get all the fat.
When you ate
it'd
raw,
be cured, but see, you could eat it.
Oh, when it was cured, yes.
Yeah, you couldn't eat it fresh.
Right.
But after it's cured out, then you put it in a sack and you hang it up. Then you go out there and take a big old butcher knife and just cut off what you wanted until you cut it all off. Then she'd take that bone down. Then she'd put it in a big pot of peas. Use that for your seasoning.
Yeah, I like using a ham bone for cooking some dried beans.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really good that way. okay, let's see. Well, golly, what did you call me? I think I asked you this. Did you have what's the name that you would call peas and carrots and beans and all those things by? A general category, general name. One name that you would call all these by, the things that you would raise for your use at home.
Well, each one of them's got a separate name.
Right. Did you not have a name for all of them? If you say,
no.
I'm going out and plant my...
Vegetable garden.
Vegetable garden, yes. Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted. Okay. Well, you did not say vegetable garden, but I wanted an answer to that question. Great. Did you ever take corn and, make a dish out of it in which you put the grains of corn, I think in rye, and took the outer covering off.
That's what you call hominy.
Hominy. Did y'all ever make that?
Oh, yeah. Mother did, and how she made it, I don't know.
Well, I just happened to know that
it would. It would, you had to boil it something, but I don't know, but it would swell up.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have a big grain of corn,